time for us to take a look at sports news, and we have a little bit of sports news from here, there, and everywhere. Well, ESPN has got a lawsuit coming up against it, as former ESPN employees are suing the company over COVID-19 vaccine requirements. Allison Williams, Beth Farber were both fired by ESPN in 2021 after they refused to get a vaccine. And they're listed now as defendants in a lawsuit. As I said, they were fired in 2021. Quoting here, forcing the plaintiffs to choose between continuation of their employment and a violation of their religious beliefs in order to retain their livelihoods imposes a substantial burden on plaintiffs' ability to conduct themselves in accordance with their sincerely held religious beliefs, end quote. That from their attorney. Williams has been outspoken about vaccine mandates, saying in October 2021 on Instagram, while announcing her departure from ESPN, that it went against her values and her morals. This is an interesting story. Now, a Farber, who spent more than 30 years at the company, was fired in September 2021. And they've all said that no serious attempt was made by ESPN to try to accommodate them or their religious beliefs or what they thought about the vaccines. Well, you got John Gruden on one side. You got a former boss and Commanders owner Dan Snyder on the other. As, of course, Gruden was the head coach of Washington from 2014 to 2019. During an appearance earlier this week on Washington Metropolitan Area Radio Station 106.7, The Fan, former Washington head coach Jay Gruden provided his two cents on what's going on with the Commanders. He said he believes it would be difficult for that organization to fill the coordinator vacancy and then proceed to take a jab at his old boss, Dan Snyder. Gruden noted that the Commanders may have to go with an internal coach because external candidates may not want the offensive coordinator's job. Quote, it'll be hard unless they do it in-house. I don't know who they have in-house who would take it. Maybe quarterback's coach will take it. I don't know. It's difficult, especially if you're told what to do. Gruden's comments seem to be aimed directly at Snyder, who has a reputation for meddling in the football operations. Okay, so Gruden was later asked if he would be interested in the job, taking another swipe. Oh, yeah, I'd love to coach again. Who's the owner? John Gruden the Commanders, the Washington Commanders. All right. Let's go over and recap what this weekend is going to be in football, because they're calling it the Super Wild Card Weekend. On Saturday at 4:30, the Seahawks and the 49ers. On Saturday at 8:15, the Chargers and the Jaguars. And on Sunday at 1 o'clock, the Dolphins and Bills, the Giants and Vikings at 4:30. And then on Sunday at 8:15, the Ravens and the Bengals. And Monday at 8:15, the Cowboys will take on the Buccaneers. So that's what Saturday, Sunday, and Monday look like for NFL football. Let us now move to the basketball court and see if any of our teams played yesterday in the NBA. The Celtics over the Pelicans, 125-114. The Knicks over the Pacers, 119-113 yesterday. Coming up today, the Nets take on the Celtics at 7:30. Tomorrow, the Knicks take on the Wizards. All right. Moving on to the National Hockey League. Take a look what's going on there with local teams yesterday. No local teams played. Now, today, the Bruins are taking on the Kraken. The Rangers taking on the Stars. Who else is playing here? Wow. That's it. That's it for who's playing in the National Hockey League today locally here. And let's go to NCAA Top 25 Basketball. Yesterday, number 10 Texas defeated TCU 79-75. Texas A&M beat number 20 Missouri 82-64. Number 1 Houston over South Florida 83-77. Number 22 Charleston defeated UNCW 71-69. Number 16 Miami, Florida over Boston College 88-72. And number 15 Arkansas over number 4 Alabama. Pardon me, number 4 Alabama defeated Arkansas 84-69. All right. Now, I just want to check in something here. The Yukon men have fallen in ranking just a little bit. At one point in the country, they were number 2. They're number 6 now. And the Yukon women, let's see if I can find that. They've had a lot of injuries this year. They are now ranked 4th in the country with a 14-2 record. So they've started to pick up the pace just a little bit. All right.